Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A sunny day is unfolding across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Eilat remains warm as always. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has released findings from an investigation into the tragic events at Kibbutz Holit on October 7, where 13 civilians and two foreign workers lost their lives. This is according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also, Britain's King Charles has arrived in Washington, aiming to mend UK-US relations. His visit comes amid tensions, as reported by Israel Hayom just now. Also this hour, Iran is reportedly offering the US a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end ongoing conflicts while Israel tightens restrictions in the north. Times of Israel provided these details earlier today. Separately, an IDF soldier was killed in a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon. Six others were wounded. JNS shared this news in earlier reporting. And finally, a significant political development in Israel as Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett form a joint party. Forward reported this shift earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Franzman, a Middle East affairs analyst, posted just minutes ago, raising questions about a second vessel in regional waters. From X, Shanaka Silva, a geopolitical analyst, wrote earlier today about Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's whirlwind diplomatic tour, concluding with meetings in Moscow. And I, 24news_en, reported just now that drone infiltration sirens have been activated in northern Israel, highlighting ongoing tensions there. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's investigation findings, Walla reports that the army presented these to the families and community of Kibbutz Holit. This move aims to provide answers and closure following the tragic massacre. It underscores ongoing security concerns in border areas. Turning to King Charles's visit, Israel Hayom notes that the royal is in Washington to ease strained relations with the U.S. This diplomatic gesture comes as the world watches closely, especially amid current global tensions. Meanwhile, Times of Israel highlights Iran's potential offer to the U.S. to ease tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. This development comes as Israel reimposes restrictions in the north due to Hezbollah attacks. Such moves could shift regional dynamics significantly. In another development, JNS reports on the tragic loss of Sergeant Idan Fuchs in a Hezbollah drone attack. This strike occurred amid a fragile ceasefire, raising questions about its viability and impact on regional stability. Finally, Forward reveals a political shakeup as Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett join forces. This alliance could alter Israel's political landscape and challenge the current government's hold on power. Turning to business and markets. First, Apple has appointed Israeli Johnny Srouji as chief hardware officer. CTech reports this move positions him just below the incoming CEO, strengthening Apple's engineering leadership. Separately, El Al plans to announce a new subsidized route to Tel Aviv during the Argentinian president's visit. This is according to Globes, highlighting growing ties between the two nations. And finally, Ynet Business reports that the ceasefire with Iran and Hezbollah is saving the Israeli economy billions. If peace holds, it could prevent a major budget breach, offering economic relief. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.